Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a pleasant day we have out here. Just want to also give thanks. I mentioned Colleen and Suzanne. Molly, thanks for turning pages. You didn't know you signed up for that. Our ushers and Oscar and Sam getting the sound ready. George on the camera. There's a lot of people that are here helping. I want to give thanks to them today. Dear friends, this is really one of my favorite weeks here at Peace for a very simple reason. There's something just mesmerizing about the grass getting cut right over here. It is just super peaceful. Over the last 9 years, I've come to realize there's about three things that you can count on when the grass is cut in the field right next to church. Number one, you can count on birds flying high above. Have you ever seen the birds doing that? In fact, 1 year we were out here, I remember there was a bald eagle. Does anyone remember that moment? Yeah, there was a bald eagle in church service and circling, just trying to find anything that would be exposed for a lunchtime snack. You can count on that. The second thing is just really the process of how the grass is collected. It of course, is first cut, then 3 or 4 days later, it's kind of fluffed, of course. And then maybe a day or two after that is when they send the tractor through and you get what you have out here, these bales. And it's in a few days that they start stacking those up. In fact, they're already starting to do that. And then I just note one other thing that's going to lead us, why am I mentioning this? This will lead us into our gospel text. There's one last thing that you can count on. You can count on straight lines. I've never seen crooked lines or designs or words spelled out in that field. It's always straight lines. The person driving has their face focused forward, and they're very much so concentrating on what they're doing and where they're going. Let's just put it to you this way. The person driving the tractor, they're not looking backwards to see what they had done as they drive forwards. That would be a really silly thing, wouldn't it? They're not texting on their phone, catching up with their friends. I've never seen that. And I have never seen kind of someone driving the tractor kind of looking daydreaming into the sky. Yesterday, I tried it out. It was right when we were setting up chairs. The tractor was coming on through. I went right out to the cement right over here. And it was like a basketball game when they're shooting free throws. I tried to throw the person off driving their tractor. I even tried to wave. They were about 40 feet out here in the field. They didn't even look at me. They didn't even care I was there. They were focused on where they were headed, going straight ahead. Now, do you see where this is going with Luke's gospel and Jesus? Jesus says this, Luke chapter 9, "No one who sets their hand to a plow and who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." In other words, look forward, journey with Jesus, don't be distracted, don't look back. Now, there are some individuals that come to Jesus with some thoughts and for clarification of what he meant, some questions here. And when we read this, we kind of are hard on them. I'll explain why we're hard on them. One of them says, "Jesus, I want to follow you, but I've got to go back, and my father has died, and we've got to bury him." Now, that is a really, really good thing to do. There's nothing wrong with that response. It's good to care for our family members and to be with them in moments of crisis. That's a good thing. Then a second person comes to Jesus, and they say this, "Lord, I really want to follow you, but first, I want to go back and say farewell to my family." That's courtesy, isn't it? When you're going on a long trip, you know, you can imagine, you call your family and let them know where you're going, and you kind of say farewell. So what is the problem here with those two statements here as Jesus kind of gives a response? Well, there's something that, as I was reading the text, there's a word that's repeated in both of them that I want to highlight. That word is first. First. Parents know that word. When a parent says, "Children, dinner is ready," the child says, "I'm hungry, but first, can I finish my game?" And then another child might say, "Well, I'm coming down for dinner, but first, I really want to call my friend." And then the parent says, "Now dinner is ready." First, first, first. Notice in the two responses here that these individuals give Jesus, they use that word first. First is a word of priority, isn't it? When we say first, we're giving priority to something. It's not that Jesus is against being involved in family crisis. We should be. It's not that Jesus is against saying farewell to family and giving courtesy on where we're going. That's not the point. The point is really giving Jesus our first priority in following him. Everything that he's asking, everything that he's doing, following him. Face forward, journey with Jesus. Don't be distracted. Don't look back. Face forward, journey with Jesus. Don't look back. Don't be distracted. I think we can relate to this. We could probably relate somewhat to having the challenge of priorities in our own life and following Jesus, following what he would want us to do. That's an issue. I think we all can confess to that and say that sometimes we put priorities ahead of following Jesus. But I would also say this too. A struggle that we oftentimes have too, and where we fall short, is really hesitating in giving Jesus our everything, our all, our whole being.